Moscow has demanded that material proof be provided of allegedly found a Russian trace in the recent poisoning incident on a former double spy in the UK.
We demand that material proof be provided of the allegedly found Russian trace in this high-resonance event. Without this stating that there is incontrovertible truth is not something that we can take into account.
Vasily Nebenzia was speaking at an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council requested by Britain to rally support in its standoff with Russia. Nebenzia also condemned as completely unjustified London's accusations against Moscow over the issue. The U.S. ambassador to the UN has also said Washington believes Russia is responsible for the poisoning of ex-spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia in Salisbury. Nikki Haley urged the Security Council to hold the Kremlin accountable. Meanwhile, Britain's deputy ambassador to the UN, Jonathan Allen, accused Russia of breaking its obligations under the Convention on the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. London has blamed the poisoning of Skripal and his daughter on Moscow. Russia strongly denies this. British Prime Minister Theresa May on Wednesday announced a series of measures against Moscow over the matter.
There is no alternative conclusion other than that the Russian state was culpable for the attempted murder of Mr. Skripal and his daughter. This morning I chaired a further meeting of the National Security Council where we agreed immediate actions to dismantle the Russian espionage network in the UK, urgent work to develop new powers to tackle all forms of hostile state activity, and to ensure that those seeking to carry out such activity cannot enter the UK, and additional steps to suspend all planned high-level contacts between the United Kingdom and the Russian Federation. The United Kingdom will now expel 23 Russian diplomats who have been identified as undeclared intelligence officers. They have just 1 week to leave.
Theresa May also said her government would seek new counterintelligence and espionage powers from Parliament that would enable Britain in dealing with hostile activities of foreign states. She said the UK would also impose sanctions on Russia over its human rights record. According to the British Premier, Russian state assets in the UK would be confiscated if they were used to threaten the lives of British nationals. Joining us live now from Atlanta is Dr. Wilmer Leon, who is a radio talk show host. Dr. Leon, thanks for joining us. What do you make of what's happened at the Security Council?
Well, it sounds a lot like business as usual as the United States, through now U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, tries to claim some type of moral high ground amidst just a utterly disgusting historical record of U.S. executions of world leaders, U.S. providing chemical weapons to other countries, U.S. blocking U.N. resolutions against Israel as it relates to the Palestinians. So it just seems to me to be incredibly hypocritical rhetoric coming from the United States as they try again to claim some level of moral high ground in this whole incident.
And do you think, Dr. Leon, that there has been a neutral investigation in this case? Russia, of course, saying that there hasn't been one and has actually asked to be involved and to help, really, with the investigation.
I don't really know the intricate details to answer that question. What I do know, from what I have read, is that Britain has made an incredible number of claims, but to my knowledge has not provided any evidence to support the claims that they're making.
And so, Dr. Leon, what do you think this says then going forward about the relations between Russia and the West as a whole? Because obviously we know that it's under pressure in both the United States and Europe now.
Well, the relations are under pressure between Russia and the United States, but they're not under pressure between Russia and the American President Donald Trump. So what we really seem to have here is Nikki Haley, more from an administrative side, as the U.S. ambassador, to the UN, holding one position when the American president is on the other side of the equation on a pro-Putin, pro-Russia tact.
Very well, Dr. Leon, we'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us here at Press TV.